The Changing Face of Doctor Who. The cover illustration of this book portrays the third Doctor Who, whose physical appearance was altered by the Time Lords when they banished him to the planet Earth in the 20th century. Doctor Who and the Planet of the Daleks by Terence Dix. Read by Mark Gatiss. Chapter 1. Joe Alone. The tall, white-haired man lay still as death. The girl leaning over him could find no pulse, no beat from either of his hearts. His skin was icy cold to the touch. She perched on the end of the couch and hid her face in her hands. All around her, the machinery of the mysterious space-time craft called the TARDIS hummed gently and contentedly, as if unconcerned with its owner's fate. The column in the many-sided central console rose and fell. The TARDIS was in flight through the space-time vortex. The girl, who was very small and very pretty, rubbed her eyes and stood up. She opened a locker in the base of the control console and took out a small black box. It was very much like one of the tape recorders common on 20th century Earth, although its power source was eternal and its recording capacity unlimited. This was the log of the TARDIS, used only in emergencies. The girl switched it on and began to speak. My name is Joe Grant. For some time, I've been the Doctor's assistant in UNIT, the United Nations Intelligence Task Force. Recently, the Doctor took me for a trip in the TARDIS. We travelled far into the future and became involved in a plot to cause a space war. The Doctor discovered his old enemy, the Master, involved in the plot. And behind the Master...